It's preposterous even to suggest such a thing, Dan.
This is the Wall Street Shuffle.
Ah, yes, we are slowly rebuilding our files. We had a little file issue, dumping issue over the past week or two. We are finally getting some of our drops back. We are rebuilding our staff, too. The lovely Kristen, the intern, is back with us. And Jeff at the board taking Shane's place. As you all know, Shane is still recuperating, and he hasn't quite made the turn yet to where he's looking like everything is rosy and peachy. So we send our best wishes to Shane. We hope he is back soon, because without Shane, there is no Joy in the studio, and there is no Richard the Mole, and there's a lot of things that we're missing. So we send our absolute best to Shane Bell and his family. We have the Magambo Guru on with us right now, my good friend Richard Dowdy. And I love your new site. I know you didn't want to put it up. I realize that, but I got a bone to pick with you on your new site, brother.
Okay, what's that?
On the recommended links, I'm not one of them.
You know, I don't have anything to do with that thing at all.
Oh, is that your friend that did the bumper stickers?
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm even the prudent bear's up there, for goodness sakes.
My goodness gracious.
Well, anyway, people can go out and find the Magambo's work. It's great stuff. Very, very, very funny, very well written, very well researched, and absolutely a godsend to people who knew nothing about gold 11 or 12 years ago. So how are you, Magambo? Good
I
to have you.
I am just fine. How you doing, Dan?
I couldn't be any better, brother. And today is an interesting day. Gold has had it's been up, it's been down. It was up to almost 1,800 again. Then now it's back to 1,660. And I think I know what's going on, but I need you to tell me if I'm on track.
Go ahead. Tell me what you think it is.
All right. We've got all assets reacting at the same time to, obviously, the problem in Greece, the problem in Iran, the problem in Europe, reporting blah, blah, blah. You know, everything's doom and gloom. And I think people are not discriminate in understanding which assets are likely to do well based upon human actions, the expectation of what humans will do, which means politicians will spend and bankers will print. That is ultimately the answer. And if that's the answer, if that's the statement, then the only answer is gold. And I think people are missing that opportunity.
That's a big part of it. Yeah, they are.
So what am I missing? Why has gold been suffering along with other assets over the last week or so?
Well, I guess there are many, many reasons, including the one you just said. But I think it's a corruption on the COMEX with the gold and silver contract. I mean, no one's going to stop them. And they are underwater by a big amount. They want to make a lot of money, and so what better to do than just keep on doing what they've been doing, which is manipulate the price of gold down, up and down.
So you think it's all being, as opposed to just being market-related and investors not making good decisions, you think it's absolutely a matter of manipulation right now?
Oh, I'm sure of it, and there are many players in it. The government doesn't want gold to go up. Warren Buffett doesn't want gold to go up. There's a lot of people that don't want gold to go up, and so there's a lot of influences on a lot of people and a lot of players, and things happen.
So how, at some point in time, market forces will take over from even the strongest players who want to artificially suppress a marketplace. That's happened in silver before. That's happened in gold before. What is going to push? What is going to take the speculators in gold and say, look, as much as they want to push it down, the market will move against them? What do you think some of those events might be to take the effectiveness of speculators out of the market?
Well, people will get into gold as a last resort. Everything else looks crappy. Stocks look bad. Bonds look bad. Real estate looks bad. There's nothing else. And people will start going into gold, and the price of gold will go up. It will be the only thing going up, besides silver and some of the commodities, and the dollar will continue to go down because the Federal Reserve is going to create more and more of it because the Obama administration is deficit spending over $1.5 trillion.
And don't care. They could care less. They're completely oblivious.
They, for some reason, they actually believe that there is some kind of a free lunch out there, and all they got to do is print enough money to pay for it.
See, now you're also, to go along with gold, you're also a silver guy, you're also an oil guy, and we're seeing oil in the 110 range. If we don't have a conflict in Iran, can oil hold 110?
Oh, I guess. I don't know.
So much for that.
Just so many players in that thing, too. I mean, all the futures people and all the people that have contracts stretching out for years. I mean, there's a lot of players in this game that want one thing or another. And so it's going to be a big battle as to who's going to make this thing work out. So, will these guys win? I don't know. The price of oil will go up. But then it causes problems for everybody else. So, yeah, I don't know. It just goes on and on.
So I'm back to my $10,000 question. We used to say you could have gold, oil, or silver. Magambo, if you were to just inherit $10,000 from one of your wealthy relatives, what would you do with it right now?
They put it all in silver.
Still silver. That's
oh, man, I'm telling you, this is they can manipulate the price up and down all they want. But all I figure is happening is that somebody's guardian angel is out there letting them buy at these relative low prices, and even lower. This is actually insane that silver should be this low. Wasn't it George Soros himself who said the way to make a fortune in the markets is to find the trend whose premise is false and then bet against it?
Yes.
Well, that's the best advice I can think of, and the trend of silver be going down or not going up is betting against that stupid trend. I'll tell you, that's false.
Well, a lot of people would say that precious metals and oil are higher risk investments than stocks or than bonds. I perceive them to be a much lower risk investment right now because I'm not only am I holding something, and sure, it could go down from, let's say, silver from 33, it could go down to 20, it could go down to 25, it could go down to 20, it could go down to any number, but I'm still holding something.
Yeah. It just seems to me that it should be intuitively obvious, since that's the way it's always worked out for the last 2,000 years and more. But, you know, I'm reminded that the majority must be wrong. And the reason is it's a zero-sum game. For a small minority to make a profit and all those middlemen to make a profit, the majority must lose. And so they have to be wrong. And they're wrong about silver.
Yeah, I think that's right. I was listening to a good guest on one of the financial shows today, and he was singing the blues about inflation. And it was funny, and he was saying it as though he had just figured this out. He said, you know, we're seeing inflation out there of at least 2 or 3%, maybe even as high as 4%. Obviously, knowing you, I'm laughing at it in your name, saying, well, I wish Magambo could hear this right now. This guy's getting exercised over inflation of 3 or 4%. And he said, you know, it's just darn hard to find a piece of debt out there that yields higher than that after taxes. He said, it's getting pretty hard to find equities that'll yield more than that. He said, it's just really hard to find an investment. He said, and here's the funny part. He finally came back and said, you know, when we look at that number, that means that if we do nothing, we're losing 4% a year, as if he had just figured this out.
Well, it takes longer for some people than others.
Yeah, I am surprised how sophisticated the smartest analysts are, and they miss the simplest things right in front of them. I think they're missing the inflation, they're missing all the plays on inflation, and they're missing what central bankers will always do, and that is to print more money. And for any commodity, but especially the ones that are also currencies and commodities, I think that is that's the exit plan for that.
You bet, Red Rider.
All right, how often are you going to update your website, brother? Because I love reading your articles.
Well, right now I'm actually on a hot streak with my golf game, and so that's all I'm actually interested in. You know, some days it's chicken and some days it's feathers. Well, it's chicken now. So.
Now, tell me your bunker is on a golf course.
It is not. I am sorry to say. That was poor planning on my part.
Wow, it would have saved so much time and effort.
Well, you know, I figure I've got enough gold going for me so that when it really does soar, I can buy all the houses around me for miles around and kick them out and put in a damn golf course.
So, yeah, and you finally admitted to people that you have more than one house. I like that. I appreciate that. Hey, Magambo, Richard, we really love talking to you, and you know how much I think of you, and it's always fun in troubled times like this to be able to laugh at certain things, but at the end of the day, you know that where the economy goes, it has to go in this direction because people won't act against their best interest, and printing and spending is what's going to – we're going to see that from here on out, especially – and so it's going to start this week in grand numbers with the problems they're having in Greece.
I think you're right on the nose with that, Danny boy.
You're a good man, Magambo. I love you.
Love you, too.
Take care, brother.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to be back right after this break. We're going to have, who we got? We got Frank Curzio with us. Frank Curzio. Frank hasn't been our guest for a long time. Editor, small cap specialist at Stansberry Research. If you see all those things, end of the world 16, end of the world 26, that's all Stansberry Research. Frank doesn't see the end of the world. He sees money and small cap stocks. We're going to see what he sees. We'll be right back.